A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 38. The crew of the Tenth Sparrow were given the location of Chub Rub's homeworld, the forest moon of Endor. Now, as they make their way across the galaxy, Chub Rub must decide if he's going to say goodbye to the crew and stay on his homeworld, or leave Endor behind. You guys arrive at Endor. You made it. It took you about 2 weeks to fly there because there's not necessarily a direct path, so you guys had to do a bunch of jumping around on hyperlanes.
I guess we're still in the big ship then.
You're still in the big ship. Chub Rub, give me a use the force check.
That's a 19.
You tap into the force, and you are able to use it to kind of guide whoever is piloting the big ship, whether it's Sawbone or one of Willie's crew members. Willie, who's piloting the ship right now?
Sawbone's like the main person, and then everyone else does what he needs as far as like those other positions.
So you use the force and you tell Sawbone where to fly the ship, kind of like you did when you were on Yavin, and how you were able to kind of just feel the force kind of pulling you in the direction of home. So you guys fly to the forest moon of Endor, and you fly over the planet, which is just a foresty planet, thus the name.
I'm researching, trying to figure out if the planet is called Endor or if the moon is called Endor.
No, nobody.
Both.
Yeah. I'm just
that's
like,
no moon.
It's both. It's both. What? Why?
Yeah. So you guys get into the Tin Sparrow, and you take the Tin Sparrow down, and you leave the big ship up in kind of an atmosphere, and it's in the atmosphere. It's just above. And you fly down to your village, and Chub Rub, you notice, like, looking out through the cockpit and stuff, you are expecting to see this large Ewok village that you left behind. I mean, your village had up to, like, 300 Ewoks. It was a larger one of the villages. But when you get there and you're flying down, you notice that a lot of the trees have been knocked over, and a lot of the lower tier of, like, the houses and stuff have been, scraped away almost. You can see claw marks and stuff in the tree, and there's like chunks of the trees missing, and you can tell something has come through and something has just almost destroyed your Ewok village.
Hey, Chebra, how nostalgic is this for you right now? Look at all this.
I know the last time I was here, most of the shit was still intact. It looks like something fucked it up. We should probably figure that out.
Yeah.
Because my family and everyone I knew and loved and cared about lived here, and they might be dead. Oh shit, existential crisis.
Sorry, I taught you that word.
Curl up into a little ball. Yeah, just seize up, staring out the window.
So as Sawbone begins to land the ship in a clearing, kind of near where the one that you actually took off in, kind of left a clearing behind. As you land there, you see a group of Ewoks approaching the ship, and there's only about 33 of them total.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, only about 10% of what used to be your village still remains.
I'm going to go get my freezer full of meat and wheel that out to the door. And the door opens. I'm just going to push that freezer meat cart out and just start waving.
Come bearing gifts.
It's been gone a while. They ain't gods. Just some shit that flies.
I am your god.
No, not that.
I am his god. I am all god.
Yeah,
speaking in Ewok or Ewokies.
Yeah, I'm talking in Ewok.
So none of you guys except for Willie can understand what he's saying when he's talking like that. Yeah, it just sounds like chitter. I mean, it doesn't really make any sense to you guys. But yeah, despite what you say, the Ewoks that have surrounded the ship are all like kneeling and worshiping the ship. They're all like praising it and stuff. And as they see you begin to emerge, they begin to recognize you. And as you're like wheeling the freezer of meat out, they begin to surround you and like shaking your hand and hugging you. And they're so, you know, because they know you.
Yeah.
Because you grew up there. And so, you know, they're all like excited that you're back. You're getting hugs and again, they're just
hugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like high fiving them and like passing out meat, looking to see who all I recognize.
And I'm just enjoying the most adorable dog pile ever.
Have I seen any of my family or like childhood friends?
Give me a perception check.
That's a 12.
You don't see anybody that you know.
Wait, hey, hold on. Where's all my family? Where'd everyone go?
None of them understand you, so they just continue to hug you and stuff. You hear them as they're like praising the ship, and you hear that they're calling it the Silver Hawk and God of the Sky. And they're starting to call you Grax Isisht.
That means hope and water.
Which you know as an Ewok that means monster killer. And they believe that you have tamed this sky god. So
is a 100% accurate statement. You are goddamn right.
So as they're like talking with you and like hugging you and giving you handshakes and all that stuff, they begin to like lead all of you up into the remainder of their village.
Yeah, what the fuck happened here?
No one is really giving you an answer. They're kind of like saying like the chieftain will explain. So as you're being guided up, the chieftain, whose name is Chit Chad, which is named after a listener. Thank you, Chit Chad. He tells you, as you've probably noticed, your family is gone. A large Gorax has attacked the village multiple times. And he kind of tries to explain to you how tall it is. It's about 9 meters tall. When they kind of like point to how big it is on compared to the trees and stuff, so
yeah, fuck this shit.
That's big.
Yeah,
not a huge bitch.
Yeah, so you know, easily accessing the lower hut, the huts and stuff in the trees and stuff, just able just to claw them down. He also tells you that they've sent out multiple like hunting parties to try to kill it. They sent out a couple of raid parties that actually some of your brothers went out on to try to find this monster, but none have ever returned. Some of the raiding parties did, but the hunters that went out, none of them ever returned. One of the things that you know, again, as an Ewok about the Gorax is that they do eat Ewoks, but they also tend to keep some as pets. They keep them in cages and stuff.
Oh, that's just fucked up.
Yeah. So now that you're kind of in like this, again, this like almost meeting room, it's kind of where the chieftain sits and does chieftain things. They've at this point kind of pushed all of you forward and they're all surrounding you guys. And the chieftain begins to like beg for your help, like almost near tears in those giant eyes of his. Oh. There's only 33 of us left. Please, God, help us.
Yeah, just tell us where the fuck where it is. I'll kill it. I'll kill it dead right now.
I wish I knew what was going on.
Hey, Kale, you want to kill some shit?
Are we going to kill these guys?
No. These guys are cool. There's something hunting my homies, though.
Yeah, I imagine while like he's kind of talking to the Ewoks and stuff, I'm kind of translating for y'all.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Just kind of lowly telling y'all that this is what's being said.
You're Omar Sharif in the 13th Warrior right now.
Okay.
That's oddly
don't know
specific.
That reference.
Yeah.
Someone's going to get it.
Hey, yeah. If you got that reference, somewhere. Tweet at us and let us know, because I'm curious too. Who got that? So he brings out some fur, or like a hide or something from some creature that they've killed, and on it they have drawn a pretty like rudimentary map. It's a very basic. You look at it and you're like, oh, okay, I know where that's at. Like, I know this place pretty damn well. So yeah. Are you guys going to go help his village?
Willie, you think you want to help? Sawbone? Marky, you're being quiet.
Oh, I haven't been around. I've been in my room ever since the doors came down and I saw a whole bunch of people worshiping the ship. I thought they knew me. So I ran back to my bunk.
Sure.
And like to in the closet, like since I've given up the whole acting thing, I put all my headshots that have been signed away. So now I'm furiously looking for them and trying to find them. As I rush out, it's obviously they want nothing to do with me.
They're gone.
So far gone. Yeah, they're gone.
I'm just standing there with this box of headshots. Where'd everybody go?
Is Dramatis with us?
The question that is always asked.
Yeah. Well, never know. The fucker's
he is
lurking.
Asleep. He is actually still on the big ship.
He's old, man.
You guys did not wake him from his nap. He is sleeping. He's just in his little bunk.
Okay.
Snoring. He looks very cute.
Looks very cute, like an old man with a red face.
That's my master.
But he's back on the big ship, so he's not with you guys. Does anybody notice that Mark's not with you guys?
I mean, we didn't know that he wasn't.
There's a whole lot of furry things going on.
We've been walking along here for quite a while.
We all assumed.
We just assumed he was with us.
That's also very true. We all assumed.
Did anybody see Mark get off the big ship?
Hold on. Is Mark lost in the woods on Endor? God damn it.
Mark.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh.
Where are you? There's so many cute teddy bears. Oh my God. They tickle.
Yeah, I mean, Mark, you're missing out. Where did you go? I thought you were with us.
Hold on, I'll be right there.
How are you going to get here? Where? Yeah, you don't even know where we are.
I dropped a pin. My location.
I dropped a pin.
Where'd you guys go on the big ship? I'll meet you. Where, are you guys playing a game or something?
We're talking to my friends. Listen, there's a big monster or something. I mean, it's probably no big deal.
Are you walking that way now?
Where are you?
Right behind you.
Ha! Yeah. So he's made his way there, and he's now right behind you.
Oh, my perception checks are real shitty. I'm at a disadvantage. I've got tons and tons of fuzzy.
You're very distracted.
All right. So seriously, y'all, we got some big things to murder. Y'all want to do this? Then we can party.
Yeah,
we can throw down.
I've been chilling in my room making home movies for like 2 weeks. I'm ready to go.
Listen, they fucked up the real estate property value around here, something fierce. So we got to do something about it.
Okay. So do you want me to chop down trees so that way we can start rebuilding? Is that what we're doing? It's just like a humanitarian thingy?
I don't think we're there yet. I think we got to do
chopping down trees, humanitarian thingy.
I think we got to do some murdering first.
Oh. Okay, what happened?
Yeah, so the Gorax is this big bad monster that's coming after us and we got to go kill it.
Okay, so
at least convince it to fuck off or something.
All
I don't know.
Let's get serious.
I don't know. I was thinking about staying here and helping the Ewoks because I really don't think I can do anything against something that's 9 feet tall.
That's fair. That is 100%
meters. 30 feet tall.
30 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. So my people hunt this thing with like spears and rocks and traps. We have a fucking spaceship. Just saying.
It's true.
It's big.
Are they like underground most of the time?
Are they? Should I know this thing? I should know this. I should know. I know.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. I was more of a forager and like...
Yeah, that's right.
I slept late on the hunting party, so I missed most of
them. You've had to fill your brain with force and technology, and you haven't had to think about survival.
You pushed out so much of your original... You've lost who you are.
Yeah, man. Like, I already want to take another shower. My paws are already gross. Like...
All these people touching me and shaking my hand. I'm covered in germs.
I know, like I'm already like my coat.
The nastiest of the germaphobe.
Well, that's why they think he's like ascended to god level because
he's pristine
and his fur was so white.
They've never seen that.
It was the whitest they've ever seen fur ever. That they were like blinded.
So yeah, some tracking, some spelunking, some murdering. I mean, let's make it a party.
That's our specialty.
I'm so down.
They got some of my people might still be alive, so it'd be nice if we like hurried and maybe they ate dinner for that big nasty thing.
All
right, let's go.
Yeah, so everyone get your shit.
I tell the other Ewoks to stop hugging the other gods.
I like it.
They do.
I like it a lot. They're so nice.
You guys, you get the Ewoks off of you, and we're gonna say that like you guys actually feast with them that night. They bring you some cooked meat that they killed or something.
That's awesome. Wow.
I will remember they put like Luke and them on like a or Han like on a spit.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
we're just used to this one.
Yeah, I was about to say
sometimes.
This guy's making sushi.
So you guys you eat with them and they show you to one of the like abandoned huts at this point. And they roll out furs and stuff for you all to sleep on.
Nice.
And you guys can stay there. You can go back to your ship if you want to sleep in your bunk.
I mean, when in Rome. Or
indoor.
When on Coruscant. I don't know.
When outdoors and indoor.
Yeah. Exactly. And when you guys wake up the next morning is when you will go after the Gorax. It's the next morning. You guys wake up. Who stayed in the huts and who went back to the ship?
I did.
You did what?
Yeah. He did.
I did. Yes.
I did.
You definitely stayed in the hut.
I did.
Yeah. Chubbs definitely did. Willie, you went back to the ship. I'm going to
ask. Does someone want to go back to the ship and then go back to the big ship with me to get some other people, because I don't think I'm going to go with y'all. I think I'm going to get my crew to help them try to rebuild some stuff. Sabum?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Because you need somebody to fly.
I can fly.
I mean, we're talking like an hour trip back and forth, because they're literally just above you. Yeah, like, they're not like out in outer space. They're just above you.
Okay. If they're just right there, then I'll just tell them to come down.
Well, they still need a ship.
Yeah, that's true.
So Sawbone is going to go with Willie. They're going to go back up to the big ship, and they're going to get people and support.
I guess
tools.
If we're
going
to sleep, then we'll do that in the morning.
That's what I'm saying. It is the next morning.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, then that, yes.
Okay, but real quick, Sawbone, where did you stay? Did you go back to the ship and sleep in the cockpit, or did you stay in the
hut? Oh, no. I got Buck Wild. Slept outdoors next to Chumbro. He's my boy.
Now, to be even more Buck Wild, in or out of your armor?
When he said Buck, I was
also,
like,
who's the big spoon?
In my armor.
That makes sense.
And Chubbs was the big spoon.
I mean, I didn't have to cuddle him. I slept.
Well, you said
you didn't
Buck
have
Wild.
To.
You said Buck Wild and you said with.
Yeah.
I mean, I slept near him.
I like to think that I was in the
Again,
dog
you didn't
pile.
Have yep. to snuggle me, but you did.
Yeah, exactly.
Ma'am, not it started happening until middle of the night.
You wake up and Chubbrub is definitely. Spooning you, and you are definitely the little spoon. Your armor kind of reminds him of the engine hole that he sits in.
Because it's all silver, hole. So he's just like, oh.
And it's just his upper
visuals,
half.
Yeah. Want
Marky, where did you sleep?
Oh, I slept, where, you know, I'm in the with the Ewoks.
Okay.
In the village,
he's like a dog pot. We got turned last night.
I'm just sort of picturing Mark and Obi in this pile of Ewoks. He like grabs one and like puts it under his head. he grabs one as he rolls over and is like holding it.
Totally cuddling.
Tucks one between his knees because he's got back issues.
All of that happens.
They're okay with it.
They're fine. They all survive. They're cool because they're sleeping with or next to their gods.
Yeah.
So, you guys all wake up. Willie meets up with Sawbone and devises his plan to go back up to the ship. They take the Tin Sparrow and they take off up to the big ship. And the Ewoks are just mesmerized by this silver, you know, what they call it, the Silver Hawk. Just taking off back up into the sky. And so what do you guys grab when you're on the ship?
People. I think there's not a whole lot of things that are useful.
And people and tools?
Yeah, whatever tools that are...
I go in there and wake Dramatis
can
up.
Can be used on wood.
I go.
I imagine there's not very many of those either.
I mean, yeah, I guess like because it's mostly used for fixing the ship, so it'd be like plasma torches and stuff.
Right.
But like it cuts through metal. It would cut through wood.
Yeah, it'll cut through the wood, but it won't like adhere it.
Yeah. But surely there's bolts and stuff rivet guns and stuff like that.
Sure.
You grab what you can, and... I
go wake Dramatis up.
Yeah, Dramatis somehow still sleeping.
he's
an old man.
I go open the door, and I'm like...
Hey, man. Hey, Dramatis.
Calf.
What?
Calf.
Sawbone.
No, I'm... what do you want, Sawbone?
Do you want to come help us?
Do what?
We gotta.
Where did you all go? Why did no one wake me up?
Oh, I thought, I don't know. Maybe you're meditating. I don't know. I don't know your life.
Well, I was meditating and then I fell asleep.
Ah, yeah. Well, I bet.
And he looks at his data pad. I've been asleep for, 16 hours.
Oh, it's probably a good time to wake up.
I mean, I could have gone for another four.
Yeah, probably. But more importantly,
I'm old.
We need some help rescuing some Ewoks for Chubra.
Okay. Sure.
Mark, I think he's your Padawan or something like that.
Uh-huh.
He's there.
You don't know by now?
He's there.
Okay. I assume so. I mean, why would he not be?
No. I mean, you really never know with that guy.
You and I haven't talked a lot.
No. I mean, not really. You're sort of just like this guy that's here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you too.
Yeah,
to me, you're just a guy that's here.
Yeah, I'm just the pilot. I don't know.
Okay. Well, lead the way, Sawbone.
Okay.
You guys get on the Tin Sparrow, and you fly back down. And as you guys land, the rest of the crew, you guys are all getting ready to head out. The chieftain is there, and he's blessing you guys. He's like, he's laying hands. And you guys head off into the forest. And meanwhile, Willie Rowe and his crew, how many do you bring? All of them?
All of them that are necessary? Like...
left like five on the bridge and brought the other like 20 down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they get to work.
I ask
they
for
start,
volunteers.
Yeah. They start, they go out and they start like taking off branches and stuff that they can reach because these are, you know, these are giant fucking trees. But they start like cutting them up and using the tools that are available to them and trying to help the Ewoks rebuild as much as best they can. After about an hour or so of trekking through the forest, you guys are, again, following this map that they have made for you guys, and it leads you to a cave. Sawbone, Chubrub, Mark Kenobi, and Kale D-Bag.
That's me.
You guys come up to this cave, and it is a giant, like, mouth of a cave, because obviously this is a giant motherfucker, so it's a giant fucking cave. There are some, like, bushes and trees and stuff like kind of blocking its entrance as it's kind of going like this like almost a cliffside sort of thing that you guys have come across, and you guys walk up to the mouth of the cave, and you can tell that it's his cave because they're bones, and there's this like animal stench in the air, you know, like just a
there's some stank on this one.
Yeah, I mean, think of like a, you know, like a wet dog times like 100, as well as the smell of like, you know, rotted meat and things. Because of the large opening, you guys can pretty much see almost to the back of this little cave. It's kind of like just a giant room almost. There are a number of giant rock formations.
We can see pretty well into this cave.
Yeah.
Like low light.
I want to say low light, but yeah, I mean, it's not like...
How
it's
far away before atmosphere?
Probably about halfway through that cave. Okay. Give me some perception checks. Perception checks? 19. What were they? 19?
13.
33, because it was a nat 20.
Nice.
Whoa. 16.
Okay. So, Chubrub and Marky don't see much. Kale, you see something like hanging from the ceiling. You see six of them. Hanging like way back in the room, you can see these something hanging from the ceilings. You can't really make out what they are. Sawbone, on the other hand, he sees them, and he can see that there are Ewoks inside, and cocoon there's like two or three down. Per not cocoons cages.
Oh, cages. Okay.
There are these cage-like things that are, yeah, that have been like somehow strung up. The thing about the Gorax is they are like more primitive than even the Ewoks. I mean, they can make basic weapons like stone weapons and things like that. But also, they can also make like basic traps and cages and things out of wood and hide and things like that. You can also see back behind that rock towards the back of the cave. You can see the silhouette of a massive fur kind of raising and lowering.
It's sleeping.
Raising and lowering. What are you guys doing?
Crouching.
Well, he's the only one who's seen it, so is he announcing it?
Yeah, I let you guys know, like,
hey, there's Ewoks in the cages that are up there.
Shh, lower your voice. Inside cave voices.
There's Ewoks in the cave.
What?
What? What?
Yeah, it echoes through the cave.
Shit.
And the Gorak starts to stir at the other end.
Oh goddamn.
Come on, shut up.
Its head starts to come up above the rock back there, and you see it kind of like wipe away at its eyes looking, because it definitely hears you.
I drop down behind one of those like rocks at the beginning. I pull Mark down.
Okay.
What do you want?
Oh my god.
What?
Shh. You know what we're here for and what we're up against, you dildo bag.
The only information that I have is that the Ewoks went missing. We're going to find them. We found them. They're white there. Look, everybody, they're white there.
The Gorax is now
fuck me.
Standing up behind that rock and peering out.
I'm going to just walk forward. Like he clearly sees us. Yeah. So I'm just going
to
walk up.
Can I roll to grapple his mouth shut?
Yeah.
What is it to stick my hand directly into his mouth?
Who?
Him.
Oh, that's not a grapple. That's just...
Do it.
You
do that.
I do that. I stick my hand into his mouth as he's yelling.
And, can we get some foliage, please?
And I just stand there, and then I start just doing the whole, like, blowing up the air into my cheeks. I go,
breathe out your nose.
I don't think anybody can.
Yeah, just blowing his cheeks out.
The Slash fanfic we're going to get out of this.
You have to be quiet, because we're going to surprise this motherfucker and we're going to take him down. Okay? You going to be quiet for Papa D-Bag? Okay. I'm going to take my hand out because you're licking my knuckles actively right now. I don't like this. Hey, you got to promise me you're going to be quiet.
Were you just eating licorice?
Yes. I didn't want to share with anybody. I don't have enough for everyone.
It's a hint of mint.
It's mint licorice. Mm. I'll give you some if you shut the fuck up.
All right, Chub Rub is just going to keep walking towards this thing.
All right, I guess I head in with Chub Rub as close to Chub Rub's height on my crouch as I can be.
So since he's still watching you, he bellows at you all, and two boar wolves come around from the backside of the rock that were cuddled up next to him, and they start running at you.
Oh, shit.
B, I think this is where you have something to say.
Oh, fuck yeah. Shit, what is it? Just kidding. Roll initiative.
Psych.
Here we are again. It is the middle of the show, and I am here to tell you about the things that you need to know about. So let's just jump right in. First and foremost, if you like what you're listening to, please go to iTunes and Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. If they allow you to leave reviews and to rate the show, please do that. You know, leave a 5-star review. Maybe, you know, type out a review of how much you love the show. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. And, you know, just... That's just one of the best ways to help support the show. So do that. Also, if you like what you're listening to, make sure to check out some of the other shows on the 8-Bit Geek Network, such as the flagship show, The 8-Bit Geek, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, or Brainberry Tarts, which is officially back. We can finally talk about it. They're back. So go listen. If you are looking for a place to hang out and talk with fellow nerds and talk about Saga or talk about sports, or video games, or movies, and TV, and music, and food, or getting healthy and fit, check out our Discord. You can find the link to that over on our website, the8bitgeek.com, and, you know, come join, come talk to people, make new friends. There's always people online. You know, people are always popping in, and people are always, you know, welcoming the new members. It's a great place. It's awesome. I'm really proud of it. It's kind of become self-sustained. There's always people on. There's always people talking. So I feel like, you know, like I don't have to be online, like, you know, instigating conversations. It's great. It's awesome. And, you know, you can talk to members of the cast. There's always someone from the show on the Discord at some point. So once again, you can find the link to that over on our website, the8bitgeek.com, where you can also find a link to our store over at Threadless. It's 8bitgeek.threadless.com. You can find shirts and stickers and all that stuff for 8-Bit Saga and all of our other shows. Go check that stuff out. There's some cool shirts. Kale is currently working on a new shirt. I've seen it a number of times. And the different, he's one of those people that can't stop working on stuff, something, you know what I mean? Like, it's never good enough. So we'll get it eventually, I'm sure. But I've seen the different versions of it. It looks great. It's this Kale D-Bag shirt. It is sick. You're going to love it whenever it comes out, whenever he finishes it, whenever it's good enough for him, which at some point we're just going to put a time limit on and just say, dude, you have to finish this by next Friday or else, right? So go check that out. Make sure you also go check out our Patreon at patreon.com/8bitgeek. You get a lot of content by becoming a supporter of the network. For as little as $5 a month, you get extra content. You know, we always talk about the goofs and stuff at the end of the show. That is where you get that for $5 a month. Every time we release an extended cut of the show, that is where that is over on our Patreon. This episode alone has almost 30 minutes of goofs at the end. 30 minutes. This show was off the fucking rails. It was stupid. It was so funny. I mean, I took 2 hours and 47 minutes, I think, of part of the session and cut it down to this hour long episode. And there was still an additional 30 something minutes of just goofs that got cut from this episode. It was just ridiculous. Also available at the $5 tier is the Saga webcomic. Every Friday, a new page drops. I think we're up to page 18 or 19 now. I think 19 is supposed to be out this Friday. It's good stuff. And it's crazy because this is just the first episode. And we are only like maybe 5 minutes into the show. Maybe a little bit more than that. It's the first episode. So, you know, if you want to go back, you can read it and listen to that episode and see how well we did. Or, you know, did we match your what you pictured the show would be, right? So, yes, page 19 out this Friday. $5 a month, you get access again to the webcomic, to the extended shows, to videos, to all this other stuff. So go, patreon.com/abitgeek. For $10 a month, you get access to all that stuff, plus our daily show called The Diner, where we just talk about life and our top fives for whatever the subject is that week. We answer fan questions. You know, we tell you what we're watching, playing, listening to, etc. It's a cool show, and it really gets more personal with Jer, Kevin, and myself. So go check that out. You can also find us on Facebook at the 8-Bit Geek. You can find us on Twitter at 8-Bit_Saga, because someone else owns the 8-Bit Saga Twitter handle, and I don't know who they are, and I wish they would just give it to me. So that's a thing. If you use the 8-Bit Saga hashtag, we'll name a character after you. Once again, same as last episode, the named character in this episode is Chit Chad. So thank you, Chit Chad. We mentioned it earlier in the episode, but thank you so much for tweeting about the show and sharing it with your friends. Again, there's a number of ways you can help the show reach new listeners. Like I said at the top of this break, rating and subscribing over on iTunes and Spotify or wherever, that's one way. Another way is by word of mouth. Like, that is one of the ways that we get new listeners, or people telling their friends. So, you know, go tell your friends, go tell your family, go tell anyone you know that might like Star Wars, go tell anyone that you know that might like pretty dark humor. You know, if you think someone you know would enjoy the show, make them listen to it. Strap them down to a chair, don't let them leave, and make them listen to, I don't know, the first 10 episodes or so, and surely by then they'll be hooked, right? And yeah, also, again, sharing on social media, sharing on your Twitter, Facebook, wherever, that also helps us tremendously. Like, I can't stress that enough. As always, I want to thank Graham Plowman for creating our theme song for us, and for all the spectacular music that we use from him all the time. You can find him at grahamplowman.com. You can find him over on YouTube. His YouTube channel is Plow King 2, and his Twitter is at GP Composer. So go follow him. Go tell him how much you love the theme he did for us. And, you know, just go check him out. I think that's it. I've wasted too much time talking already. I know you guys just want to get to these good, good space boys killing a Gorax. And I know that's all you care about. I know it is. It's fun. It's a great fight. It may be one of my favorites on the show. It's ridiculous. Let's do this. I will see you guys next time.
Caleb, what's your initiative?
28.
Damn!
I know.
Daniel?
23.
31. Damn!
18.
Sawbone, you go first.
I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and shoot this like...
The boar wolf?
Yes.
The one to his right?
His right. And I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and attempt to shoot it like right in the eye.
Okay.
Let's see it.
26.
That is a hit.
It's also within range of this one, so collateral damage will make this one take
nice
damage.
Okay.
And it also moves this one down the condition track since it's a hit.
Nice.
Damn!
That would be 30 damage.
Shit. We'll say you hit it in the eye, and nice. That's why it gets a -1 from whatever that ability is.
Nice.
And then you roll a second attack and deal half damage,
yes,
to the second one?
That is accurate.
One?
That is accurate. Okay. Yes. Second attack is a 24.
That's a hit.
16.
Not bad. Next in the order is Mr. KLD bag.
Okay. I want to shoot with both my guns, so I might as well. I might as well just.
Which one are you shooting?
I'm going to shoot at this.
The same one that he shot at?
Yeah.
The boar wolf to the right.
I'm trying to blind him as well. That was a 17 for both shots.
That's a hit on both.
Okay. So that is four.
These are big. These are big beasties, and they get hella negatives to their reflex for being so big. Yeah.
19 for the first shot. The second shot, 32.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I got it.
That second hit really fucked its world up. It's not. It's not dead, but it is at a minus -5 on the condition
pop, pop.
Yeah. So you shot it, and your first shot got its other eye. And then the next one kind of got it, like, in the nose. So it is blind, and it can't smell anymore.
Next in the order is Chubrub.
Chubrub's going to walk forward another, like, four, because that's his move. And as he's walking, he's going to take the grenade launcher that KLD Bag gave him and just kind of, like, look at it and, like, flick some switches on it. And, like, ding, ding, ding. And he's gonna raise it and aim it at the big motherfucker, and he's just gonna be like
the Lorax.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck you, Lorax.
I'm so proud right now.
All
right,
roll the attack.
This is the first time I've attacked in a really long time.
Yeah.
25.
25 would hit.
Let's see if
it does.
What
happens?
It is gonna for fun and just because why not it. It goes to your left. So it goes to the one that's already been shot a number of times.
All right, roll.
Hey, D-bag, this thing don't shoot straight.
Why don't you try aiming?
I did.
Uh-huh.
Give it a sawbone next time.
Did you use Deadeye?
I did not.
Roll damage.
30 damage.
30 damage.
30 grenade damage. Damn, to, okay. I guess, little guy, or where does it land?
Explosive.
How far off does it go?
Since it was a hit, it's going to hit him.
Yeah, it's going to hit him.
Oh, so it's gonna hit Big Baddie?
No. It's going to hit the boar. Okay. The boar wolf to, his, the one that, to yeah. his right.
That's already been pretty fucked up. Isn't a thermal detonator four in each direction or two in each direction?
It's four.
Four.
It has a radius of
two,
four.
Like three, four. He's just outside of it.
Yes.
Hold on. Outside. Technically, he occupies a 4x4 space. Oh.
Because he's so big.
Because he is that large.
Oh.
We just don't have anything to properly represent it.
No.
So, technically, he is in the blast range.
Oh, shit. All right.
It's not as off to the left as I thought.
So, it's 30 damage, and does he get half damage? Because he's out of the zone, or is he
full?
Oh, no.
If he's in the zone, attack beats his AC, then he takes full damage.
Which it does.
God, it's got to be so loud in a cave.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a lot of echoing.
All the Ewoks in the cages are now, like, loud, like, screaming. Because, one, they're excited to see something attacking them, but also, they're getting a pretty fucking crazy view of all this.
Yeah. Like, swinging like motherfuckers.
Yeah. A lot of them are, like, holding their ears because they were right above
so
that explosion.
Loud.
We'll say that they're high enough up, I mean, that they didn't get hit by the explosion, but they're definitely...
Feel the heat.
They can feel the heat for sure.
The wave of it alone.
So, somehow, that beastie is just so goddamn resilient. So he is still alive after a direct hit from that explosion... However, he is clearly not doing well. He is at a negative 10 on the condition track.
Yeah. So not only is he now blind and his nose has been shot off, and then that explosion happens. So what little fur he had on his body is on fire. And there's a large portion of his like shoulder and whatever haunch, whatever that is,
raw meat.
Bubbling and
pre-cooked,
gone, and
yeah, pre-cooked.
You can kind of see some rib bones and stuff that are where the flesh has been blown away because it was a fucking explosion.
Yep,
but it's somehow still
standing.
Ah, zombie dog,
just barely,
pretty much. But it can't see or smell, so it, you know, when it gets to its turn, it doesn't know where the fuck anything is.
Last among y'all, but certainly not least, is Mark Anobi.
How many spaces can I move?
12? Full fours.
You can move. You can.
We can charge you can for 24.
Yeah, you can sprint in a straight line for 24.
Okay.
Or you can move double your speed, so 12, in any combination.
I guess I'm going to sprint. I guess I am going to Leroy Jenkins it.
Yeah,
I guess you can. Yeah, you can sprint 24 just... straight ahead.
Okay, I sprinted towards them like an idiot.
Oh no, he's Leroy Jenkins does.
Do you yell anything while you run by Leroy Jenkins it? Do you?
Oh, I just quiet.
Now you're quiet?
As I
swear to God, if you don't say a thing, I'm going to fucking kill you.
As I run by my bestie, I just kind of whisper, excuse me.
I'll take it.
You told him to be quiet. You put your hand in his mouth.
Thank you.
What?
Yeah. So loud. Look at it. If we ever get here in the comic with you running by and just that, like a close up of your mouth up next to his head, just
excuse me.
Yeah, but like that, like
this.
The pursed lips.
Yeah,
excuse me.
And then the rest is just like a blur, just a blur line of you moving past, but just that one close up shot of
excuse me.
Jesus. All right. And that is your turn.
Good stuff.
Yeah, that's some good combat.
Now it's their turn.
9 meter tall beast.
Congratulations. You are the main focus of these upcoming attacks. All right. First up is the Gorax.
Yeah.
So the Gorax, Doug, was he sort of lounging about, chilling?
He's like asleep, and he woke up with the yelling.
Okay.
And he saw them, and he kind of just...
It was like,
yeah, and then
he got hit with an explosion.
Yeah, he lifted himself like now over the rock that he's kind of standing on the thing. So he's kind of like not perched on it, but he's kind of like on it. Yeah, okay. He got hit with an explosive. So he's definitely awake now.
Okay. So, all right, yeah.
Some of his fur is definitely on fire.
He's a little singed, maybe not on fire, but smoking. Smoldering, smoking a little bit. He stands up to his full 30-foot height. Reaches down and picks up what appears to be a tree that he had previously uprooted and marches towards Markenobi, wielding the tree as though it were a club.
As he's doing that, I look back and go, hey guys, maybe we should have been sneaky in here.
Should have thought about that earlier, Mark.
So he can attack from 3 squares away, so he really doesn't have to get that close to you.
I hope you can block.
Or roll.
You can. You can try.
Just cut a tree in half. All right. Swings at
he
you.
Is going to bring this tree crashing down upon you, Markenobi.
Do it.
He brings this tree just crashing down. Right next to you. He is still just a little groggy from sleep. It just comes crashing to earth right beside you, shaking the ground, sending shudders up your body.
It's almost like he doesn't want you to die.
You somehow managed to avoid the attack. Next up is the boar wolf that has been blinded and fucked to shit.
I think he's too messed up to do anything.
I'm going to give him a chance to attack Markenobi. All right. He charges at where he thinks Markenobi is. Yeah. Well, I was thinking more like he just runs straight behind Markenobi and just pass him. Just
skids.
Same thing. Close up panel
in his mouth.
Excuse me.
Okay. So yeah, he missed. The next one is not taking any damage, so he will charge you up, Marky.
Hey, big guy. You want your tummy rubbed? I can rub up your tummy.
Markenobi used charm.
He defo hits you.
Can I try to block?
It's not that kind of an attack. It's more of a, like, body slam. It's not something you can really block. So he deals you 26 damage.
Let me get my calculator out.
As it sort of slams into you and gores you a little bit, yeah. All right, and then it's back to the round leader, Sawbone. What you got for us?
I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and shoot the one that attacked Jer. Try to shoot it right in the eye. That's a 31.
Hey, miss.
That's just kidding. That's a definite hit.
28 damage.
Oh, did you get the other one, the collateral?
Yeah, it would be 28.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Sweet. So it's half that.
So it takes 14?
Yep.
Kale, deep end.
My turn. I think Mark and Obi's got it. Plus, I'm so upset I had to breach his mouth contracts. Something we swore we'd never do to each other. And I'm going to shoot at the guy.
The Gorax?
The boy, the Gory. So it was a 17 for the first one.
It's a hit.
Cool. Ooh, awesome.
Hey, yeah. Dude, own your rolls, yeah, man. Yeah. Own your rolls.
Oh, I'm owning them. I'm just like, it's not as good as I wanted to. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And then the second firing is going to be better. I mean, it's if the 17 was a hit, I hit it.
Okay. Yeah, you hit with both.
33 for that first shot.
Yikes.
30.
Damn.
64
damage. Damn.
63 damage. Putting out 60 damage a turn. What's up?
What's up? Where do I hit him, B?
I don't know. Where do you want to hit him?
Yeah, where were you shooting at?
I was aiming to...
Genitals.
Huh?
What?
Those genitals must be like...
Those genitals, those are big targets.
Those are big boy targets.
You gotta be in love right now.
I was aiming for a loincloth.
You and Mike.
I thought about at least one of them doing my neuter shot. Your neuter shot. But then the other one, I really wanted to like catch him in a limb so he might drop his weapon maybe, because that's going to do some pretty good damage to my boy if he hits him.
We'll say you hit both... attacks one on each testicle.
Oh my god.
So just pew pew, he's all he pukes.
Yeah, he pukes. Which in his puke you see some fur and little like
Wait, is that all over me? I am right in front of him.
Hold on, are you in the splash zone?
Over him.
Let's see. We're about to find out. Are you in the splash zone?
To the splashy zone.
Yeah, you're in the splash zone.
Oh!
Man.
So you get puked on, and it's just, again, it's like Ewok and other animal remains.
I'm just, like, peeling back my eyes with fur and just... throwing it on the ground.
Hey, man, be respectful. That might be my cousin.
Sorry. good shots, man. Next up is Chub Rub.
I don't even know what to do. These guys got it. Okay, so I'm actually going to surge so I can get closer because I'm out of range of all my shit. So I'm going to surge for a lot. That gives my base speed up and increases that by 10. Yeah. So I'm going to move up 10 squares. Fuck it, let's try a force stun. Stick out my little paw and just with a mighty fuck you. Oh my god.
Would you roll?
Rolled an 18.
It's a 37.
Wait.
Wait?
What?
His will defense is an 8.
So, no. Just kidding, yes.
So no, fuck you in the laws of physics.
No.
Space physics.
He's stunned.
He's stunned. He's down the condition track, so he's useless.
Helpless. He is helpless.
Helpless.
So he literally, you stun him, and he just fucking drops his club tree and sort of just falls backwards back into his little nest, I guess.
He climbed over a rock, so he's back on the rock. So he definitely just onto the rock.
Well, Mark, you're up. You still have a boar wolf on you.
You're both covered in vomit.
I would like to attempt to rub its belly with my lightsaber.
Twigs! Let's see it.
You're going to eviscerate this motherfucker.
Nice misdirection there.
That is a 33.
There you go.
33 for the attack?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a definite hit.
It's 32 damage.
Fuck. So, yeah, that was a really good hit. You didn't cut through all the way to guts.
Tough skin.
But we will say you severed a portion of pectoral muscles, knocking him down another one on the condition track.
Who's my will guy? You come on, you.
Next up would have been the Gorax.
Would have been. Who releases his bowels for his turn.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he shits basically. Himself. And vomits again, too.
This smells gross. In this room, I swear to God, they stain the skin.
Hey, you're telling Mark and Obi.
Yeah.
Then it's the boar wolf that you just attacked.
Just entire wolf?
He'll attempt to gore you with his tusks.
Ooh.
Now, since he's using technically a weapon, can I block it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that would have hit, so block it.
32.
Fuck you.
Deal damage to it. Hey, hey.
And I get to attack.
Well, you get to deal damage to it.
Oh, deal damage. Okay.
He attacked with a weapon that was like part of him. Yeah. So just the act of blocking it does the damage.
This game.
31 damage.
This game is rigged.
All right. Next up is the blinded boar wolf who is running full tilt at a wall.
I want to add real quick, the one that you blocked, you cut that tusk clean off.
Oh, yeah. He's like butter. Yeah.
Want a souvenir?
Oh, yeah. Also, you smell like me, and I like it.
So the boar wolf that attempted to attack Mark and Obi in his blinded state ran right past him, kept running, and powerful charged full into a wall, snapping its neck and killing itself.
You're excused.
It had 18 hit points left. It dealt itself 26 hit points.
That's the only way I wanted this to go.
That's just good comedy right there.
All right, next up is Sawbone.
Well, I guess I'm going to take him and use Deadeye and shoot the one that was attacking Mark Kenobi.
That's
just take it out.
What I thought you would say.
Oh, yes, sir.
Nat 20.
Oh, are you serious?
It's an 18.
Oh. Okay.
So even it's like a 34 or something like that.
You beat its AC on the die. Just roll for
damage.
It
was already
damage.
At a -5, and it went down another one on the condition.
I know you didn't just hear B, but he just said like this. Roll for damage.
I think Ed, at this point, needs a roll to rub it in. That's just,
38 damage.
You say 38?
Yeah.
Fuck. You want to know how many HPs he had left? 37.
Oh, wow.
You dealt him 38 and knocked him down to a -10 on the condition track, which doesn't matter because he's fucking dead.
He did one damage to his soul.
So it's like in the middle of like rearing back because it just got its tusk cut off, and it's like bellowing out, and you catch it right in the mouth, and the top half of his head just like explodes off. And it's just
onto me?
No, backwards.
Backwards. Okay. But because you said something, so it's bottom tusk or whatever, or just all that remained, and just a blood just right into your face.
Juicy. You know?
I throw up.
Just do it, why not?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, the other one's incapacitated. I think we can just rescue your friends and get out of here.
All right, Chub Rub is going to take a spear and then go stand up on the Gorax face and put the spear right over its eye and then jump down with full body weight and try to drive the spear all the way through.
What are you doing?
He's
going to coup de grace.
Jump up on its eye and just spear it.
Congratulations. You've solved my Gorax puzzle.
Side note, I was watching that other one run into the wall, snap its neck. I laughed so hard I pooped myself a little bit. Just a side note, that's just color commentary.
You just hop.
It's not neither here nor there, but it does add to the smell.
It does add to the smell.
All right, so everyone's dead. And
save us some Ewoks.
What's that?
Save us some Ewoks.
Yeah, Mark and Obi and Chubb, give me some Use the Force checks.
30.
Okay, that's good.
24.
Okay. So the two of you go around and you use the force to kind of reach, you know, use the force like reaching up to the ceilings and stuff and you're able to like undo the like rope and stuff that's holding these cages and lower them down safely. You guys open up all the cages and the Ewoks come out. Some of your cousins are amongst those.
Hey, Grubhub!
And yeah, they all surround you and again.
I grab one of them and pick it up and use its belly to wipe my face off.
Which they adore. Yeah, they're into it, man.
Yeah, well, you guys just save their life. So they're surrounding all of you. There's about 12 of them total. Oh, wait, how many? Hold on. That's about three per cage. So it was at 18. So it's 18 of them, sorry.
Okay, that's not an insignificant number of Ewoks.
Yeah. And
can they carry us out?
No. No. You can tell their fur is like tattered, and you can tell that they're like malnourished. Some of them almost have like balding spots.
Yeah, I'm gonna go up to the one that was like pre-cooked and just like start cutting slices off from homies.
Yeah. Yeah. They line up and you and Grubhub start like handing out the meat.
Oh, God. That's my
two.
Boy.
For a fee.
Yeah, to feed them.
1 acre.
As you're there with them, like, eating and stuff, your cousins tell you about how, like, your mother and father were killed in the attack, and so were a lot of your brothers and sisters, but that a handful of your brothers went on some of the hunting parties and that they fought valiantly, but they, too, were slain by the Gorax.
Oh, shit. So everyone I loved is dead.
Yes, except for like these two cousins that still remain. So you guys take your cousins and you return to the Ewok village where Willy and Dromedus and the crew have surprisingly actually built an additional like 10 huts with the help of the Ewoks because of the how quickly they're able to get the wood cut and with Dromedus just having the force and just being like, and there it is.
And a lightsaber.
Oh, it looks like this motherfucker's finally useful.
So when you return, you are approached by Chit Chat, and he is just marveled by the tale of you guys defeating the Gorax so easily, and he asks you to stay, Chubrub, and to become their new chieftain, because clearly you are the strongest Ewok to ever live, and that they need you.
Fuck yeah.
That's a really good offer.
I accept. What?
But
Does this where your journey ends?
Nah, fuck this planet.
Hey, that's your home, my boy.
Dude, this whole time I've been itchy and, like, smelly, and, like, the things here are trying to eat us. There's no air conditioning. There's no, like, refrigeration. There's no droids.
Are you trying to say that you're part of the finer things now?
Oh, my God. Get me the fuck out of here.
Then I'm going to turn to chit-chat. That's a great, respectable honor, but no thank you. You must go forward yourself.
All right, and so he accepts that answer. And you guys, that night, you stay with him one more night. You guys help Dromedus and Willy Rowe and the crew build a couple more shacks. You guys build a total of 13 total, which will help with the 18 more that just showed up, as well as them going forward.
I'm
going
to leave them a huge pot, like a pallet of bantha butter.
Oh, okay. Because you
but
do
no
have
refrigeration.
A lot. Jesus. Oh. It's all right. They're going to finish it the next day. Are you kidding me? And so you guys feast on the boar wolves and stuff that you killed because they're boars. So it would be good meat.
Gamey.
A little gamey, but.
Delicious.
You're real strong.
Where do you guys stay that night?
Back on the ship.
Back on the ship. I figured you'd want to sleep one more night with the.
I'm going to shower.
Can I just slept. In a group of chub rubs.
Okay.
Just a pile of chub.
Is that what you don't call them Ewoks, you call them chub rubs?
I mean,
he thinks that chub rub is the breed. Yeah. We've just been calling him
we're
a breed?
Okay, so Mark and Omi slept on the ship. You slept with the Ewoks ship.
And I take a consensus to see if they just want to go back up to
the crew.
Yeah, if everybody just wants to go back up or if they want to stay and chill.
We'll say about half
and
half.
There's a language barrier that's going on, but I feel like everyone's having a good time.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah, I mean, again, think in Return of the Jedi. I mean, it's kind of one of those huge celebrations. Again, they're happy to have their family back and the Gorax gone. So I would say about half and half. Some want to go back and some want to stay. Chubbs, are you going to stay with your family one more night? Are you going to
get one more night of partying in. Also, it's been a while since I've had any fun, if anybody knows what that means.
Okay, yeah, go fuck some bitches while you're there.
Shrubrub's gonna get some.
Some nub nub.
He's gonna get some nub nub.
Jesus Christ.
What did Mark Anobi call it?
Boo-poo.
Boo-poo.
Boo-poo. Get that boo-poo. I got the comm.
You gonna get some of that boo-poo?
All of it.
Kale, where do you stay?
I also get some boo-poo.
Oh, that's why there was that green Ewok in the movie.
Oh. My bastard offspring.
Generations removed.
Chub Snow. During a completely different...
Chub Snow.
He is the commander of the Night's Watch.
It'd be Chub Woods.
Yeah. So where do you stay with the Ewoks as well?
Yeah.
I mean, it's already established that Kale will hit anything that moves.
That's true.
I will not.
In the balls.
Yeah.
All right. So the next morning, you guys all gather together down the clearing where the Tin Sparrow is. You guys all climb aboard that with the remaining crew that didn't go back. And you guys return to the big ship. And you guys head to Ando Prime because Kale D-Bag has got a pod race in the next few weeks, and he's got to get back. So you guys...
Time is of the essence.
Where is it?
It's on Ando Prime, which is very close to Nar Shaddaa.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.